Hi there. I'm writing this in a 10-minute slot that I've playing truant from my stand at the boat show. I'm actually in a little corner of Kelvin Hughes with my old shipmate Sam Llewellyn, where we're signing books and having a good chat with the readers as they come by. I always enjoy boat shows because I get to meet the people who are using what I produce, which is words. It's lovely. I just feel from time to time somebody comes up and says something really nice. I do, of course, get the usual complaint saying, your numbers don't stack up, I've read your book on astro-navigation and wrecked my yacht and all the rest of it. But on the whole, the feedback is good. And Sam and I have good crack. The boys and girls on the stand are brilliant. They feed us gin and tonic in the afternoon and glasses of wine at lunchtime, and we have a grand old time. But I've just realised that I haven't put anything on this blog since the end of August, and that was the time when Ros and I were just about to set sail on Constance, our new boat, so I haven't reported how we got on. Well, here's the bottom line. It was absolutely wonderful. The weather was rubbish, and everything else was fine. The boat was brilliant. I am so relieved, and Ros has got a smile from ear to ear. And you know, it was a real leap of faith going all the way to America to buy a yacht. Who would do that when there's so many decent boats in Europe? And there are, but none of them quite hit the spot for us. I wanted a boat with a low slung, proper old-fashioned sheer, and it's very difficult to find that. Even the lovely boats they build in Sweden, the freeboard's a little bit high for my taste. It suits the bill for most people and it gives you lots of room, but I wanted a boat that was slung down, that sat deep in the water with a long keel, but that was still going to perform like a modern boat, or reasonably well like a modern boat. And so in the end, to America we went. Anyway, we bought Constance, who is a Mason 44. Al Mason did his time with John Alden, the greatest designer of schooners probably of all time. He then went on to work for Rhodes and Olin Stevens, who are two of those designers in America who are iconic in their ability to draw a beautiful boat. So the guy had a good start in life, and when he set up his own design office he drew some lovely boats, and mine's one of them. I'm well pleased. So here's how it was. The most important thing for us about the boat was that she was comfortable at sea. A boat is to go to sea in. It's not to sit in harbour and impress your chums with the size of your aft cabins. It's to be at sea, to be comfortable, not to be thrown about, for the motion of the boat to be nice, for everything to work when you're at sea, for you not to be flung across a great big wide cockpit, for you to be able to sit there and steer if you choose, and if you don't, the boat's sufficiently directly stable to be able to rely on your autopilot. I needed a rig that was easy to work. Well, that's not hard to get today with modern technology. And I needed a powerful and reliable engine. Well, I've got the engine. That was put in new just before I bought the boat, so I'm well pleased with that. That's a big 55-horse Yanmar, which is more than enough to push a 44-foot boat along. The rig is remarkable. It's a modern masthead cutter rig with a modestly sized Genoa and a staysail inside it. Now, the staysail and the Genoa don't really work terribly well together, but the staysail is magnificent when it's really blowing hard. You just roll up the Genoa, unroll your staysail, and you've got a whole sail that's not reefed and compromised. It's the complete thing. And with that staysail up and three reefs in the main, you would be able to stand a huge amount of wind with this boat. The mainsail is, well, it's rather philosophical, really. I'm the sort of chap who's never had any time with modern inventions for handling mainsails. I think you should have slab reefing and perhaps one of these modern stack packs. I love those. And that's your job done, isn't it? But this boat came with an in-boom reefing system from Leisure Furl, which is a Kiwi outfit that's got a franchise in the States. I never thought this would be any good. I imagined I would be having to bin it after a week. In fact, it works brilliantly. A lot of these systems don't, but this one really does. I am absolutely thrilled with it. It's a treat. And when the sail's reefed, you can just go on reefing it and making it smaller and smaller and smaller. It's got great big long battens and a roach like the trailing edge of a Spitfire's wing. It's the most beautiful thing to look up into the sky and see that sail sucking the life out of the breeze. It's absolutely wonderful. But the big revelation has been the motion of the boat. We had an awkward sail back from the Helford River. Downwind, strong breeze, nasty sea coming up the channel as only the channel can. When the wind was against the tide, it was really lumpy and quite big, and she just rode it like a, oh, I don't know, like what. She was absolutely fantastic. This is the most comfortable yacht we've sailed since the 35-ton pilot cutter that we sold nearly 20 years ago. It is a revelation to go on board her at sea, and I just really wish that so many modern sailors could sail on a boat like this and realise what a pleasure it can be to be at sea. You're not sprinting from one place to the other, hanging on with white fingernails, being chucked around like a rag doll. You're just there in God's creation, part of it, and loving every minute of it. So, there's a lot of work to do on the boat. We look forward to doing it. But for now, it's enough to know that, for once in our lives, we've made the right decision.